Good afternoon, Brother Freedom and I are here this Tuesday afternoon. This is kind of our time together with the Holy Ghost. We like to turn Brother Freedom loose on Tuesdays because he can just really go for it for God. Father, we just thank you. We give you praise and honor. Lord, I just thank you for your goodness. I thank you for your safety. I thank you for your salvation. I thank you for the blood of Jesus, the Word of God. We thank you for the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit who comes and gives us that help, that aid. Lord, I need more of your Holy Spirit. And I thank you, Lord, for your wonderful goodness. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. God bless you all out there today. I really want to ask you all some questions. And I believe that we should all ask ourselves questions all the time. Because by doing that, we can get ourselves up to some accountability where we are. And one of the questions is, do you feel like that you have as much as you should have? The Lord, are you satisfied? Do you see any change in your lifestyle? Are you finding a direction to head, or are you just still sort of wandering? I think we should make some searching of our lives in a very special way, because we're living a time when we shouldn't conform ourselves to the image of the land that we live in. The Bible plainly says we must come out from among it and be separated ourselves. You live in this land, but you don't accept what's going on. And I would like to just sort of stop there for now, because I believe in the Bible says some places that I like to read, and you're going to wonder why this is tied together what I just said, but it'll tie together pretty soon. 12th chapter of Romans, I believe that God's going to move mightily this day. Father, just pray that you'll bless this day, bless this time. In a very powerful way, and we thank you in the wonderful name of our Jesus, power of the Holy Ghost to go through our hearts in a very, like a river out there this day. In Jesus' name, amen, and amen, and amen. Romans, the 12th chapter, the first verse. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye might prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That word renewing, once you get that down in your heart, renewing, what's it mean? It means that everything in this world wears out or decays. Anyway, we have to renew it. Our air, we breathe. We need clean air all the time to where we live. The renewing of our air supply, our food, we renew our food every few hours a day. And by renewing that food supply in us, it renews our body. If we didn't eat for a couple weeks, we'd be sick, we'd be ready for death itself, and we'd probably lose, maybe after a while, lose consciousness, and before we went on into eternity. This body will not function without renewing. We have to renew everything about it. Our clothes that we put on have to be renewed. Everything that we do, there's a renewing process that takes place. Now I believe that renewing, there's only one time in the history that we never had to renew. For 40 years, children of Israel, the shoes didn't wear out, manna was there, but other than that, there's always been have to have the planting, the harvesting, the supply of food, the supply of clothing, the supply that keeps us in a living condition. And why I say living condition, it says a living sacrifice. In that first, what I just read. Now we're going to go to Titus. Praise ye the Lord. We're going to just read a few little more things here, wonderful things. And we'll just want to get this in your mind, and we'll just leave it there. But you just hang it back there and back place your mind. But it says, not by the works of righteousness, which ye have done, but according to the mercy, he has saved us with the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Glory. Renewing. Why would that be put in there? I'm just going to say that. I'm just going to leave a question mark right now. Hopefully we get it our answer, and I believe God's going to help us. We've seen a time in our lives that there's unreal sicknesses, There's plagues, there's cancer, there's all kinds of things that attack the bodies that we live in, and it attacks for one reason, to destroy the body. Remember, Satan attacks us, that we're God's property. He wants to destroy us. He wants to destroy anything that's God's. And so if we can take away as a sacrifice, we should be a living sacrifice in our whole being. And you might bring that down to the Bible says that we should abstain from all appearance of evil. We should shun the very things that's not godly. And we should cleave to the things that are good. So that means that I should strive to want something of God. See, we all need God in life. But we've never seen Him. But what we go for, and by going for it, He's there because we want that what He has. We want love. Now who brings love? God does. Who brings joy? God. Now let's bring it down a little closer. Who has this? Children of God. So as you attach yourself to a brother, a sister, then there becomes a chain of joy, peace, goodness. They come together. The Bible says, where two or three are gathered in His presence, He'll be in the midst of it. So instead of going down like we hear a few years back, it was just, oh, I mean, if we could just get a revival, I mean, we would just be so blessed. No, the evangelists can't bring the revival. What the revival is we choose good. We choose peace. We choose consecration. We choose dedication. We choose hearing from heaven instead of hearing this world. So in this, we find ourselves in the way it normally is, we're in a mixed up world, but it's not mixed up at all. If we'll choose that we want the things of God, what are the things of God? We just said part of them, joy, peace, goodness, meekness, temperance, patience, godliness. All these are virtues of God that we need. And if we pursue those, God's with those, we'll find Him. But if we go out here and pursue darkness, we go places that's questionable, God's not there. And we can have our revival, jump up and down, and get all the noise we got. That noise and stuff don't help you. What really helps you is you living for God. And that living for God goes out from just, well, how living for God? Because I want things that are God's. That's what it is. If I don't need the things of God, then I have to have something, so I'm out here in the world. So I desire, I'm in bed with the wicked. Because I love what they want. And I don't, but I'm saying, if I desired some of these old movie shows that's so terrible, that'd be things from the enemy. And I should be big enough to separate myself, knowing that those things are going to have a consequence on my life, on a bearing on me. If I see these things as a soul man seeth in his heart, so is he. So I take these things into my heart by a movie or something, or a TV show that's very questionable. My heart goes down, sinks way down before level, and I can go to all the revivals I please. It's going to take me a while to get those intentions that I've seen in that wicked movie out of my mind. They're there to disturb you for a long time. And that's why we need to abstain from all of that kind of thing. It's devilish. It will bring you down to a lower realm than you could ever be able to climb back up. In doing so, Satan will have a field day with your life. He'll come in you and play with you, and pretty soon you'll be wanting to go out and do shady things. And that's why you see these people that they say they make mistakes, go out here and do things they shouldn't do. It's because of the power of Satan that comes in our life. Our body is not made to play with evil. We got to shun. It's like electricity that'll bite us. It bites us, the lust. It'll take us down to a place that we can't come back up. That desire to the sex and all these devilish things that bring us down to a place that we can't live. But God wants us to live our life as a living sacrifice. It means when we accept Jesus Christ, our personal Savior, by faith, I'm going to abstain from all trash that's not from God. I'm not going to look at no filthy books. I'm not going to hear no filthy books. I'm not going to see nothing on a sheet of paper that shit brings me down to a lower level, because the lower level will take us down to a place that we cannot come back and find God. We can go to revivals. We can go to these things, but unless we practice doing the things of God, we're not going to make it. People argue about baptism, the Holy Spirit, they argue about these things, but we should just at least do what we know to do right. We are supposed to disappear when there's unrighteousness. When there's a part of moving on, we should be 50 miles from there. We should get out. Flee. Alcohol's around. Flee. When people start talking ugly, flee. When people lose the respect of marriage, flee. All these things we should shun. They're questionable. We stay totally from them. And we need to renew ourselves daily by the Spirit of God. Renewing of our mind that we might prove what is the renewing of our mind. And that comes if we live righteously. Because we live in an adulterous and sinful world. That means just being in this land. Last night after I slept, I need to get up. I told this man yesterday, a little bit of time, and he couldn't see that. He thinks that we're sealed today. That God said, I don't believe it. I believe that we got to take time to reassemble, to seek God, to call upon Him, and make sure my life is where it should be, properly and right before God. And that takes dedication. That takes consecration. That takes a way that we can think and live in the eyes of God. See, our living is how we live, but how we think causes us to live where we're living. As a man so thinketh in his heart, so is he. So that's why we need to have pure thoughts, pure motives, pure desires, pure directions. If those are not pure all the time, you need to question what you're doing. Because every soul that's upon this earth is accountable. What I just asked you a while ago, you're accountable with all your time, with what you think, what you hear, what you speak. The Bible says in James, we can't take in bitter and sweet. It's either going to be one or the other. If you take bitter in, you've had something sweet, it's going to mess up your sweet. The trouble is the iniquity side generally wins out unless we have the Spirit of God, because it is the God of this world that's in control. So He can come down and deceive us and make us have pain when there's no pain. He can do everything to bring us down to a climate that we'll come and bow ourselves under His foot. When we do that, we're yielding the way that's not above. And the only way that we're going to stay above, I'm going to have to lift my eyes totally to the hills, what's come my help. For my help comes from the Lord. By renewing, how do we do that? I'll tell you how we do it. How do we come to get to God? We do it by, first of all, when we're young, the Bible says that we have to eat the milk of the Word. Until we know the Word, we're still on milk. And that takes a while to grow, to we eat the Word of God until we're full. My cup runs over. Until your cup runs over, you're not full enough. My cup runs over, surely give us the mercy. Then shall follow me all the days of my life, and then I shall dwell afterwards in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. But it takes dedication for this to happen. You just don't do it half-heartedly or just that think so, that none of this, and know so. That's a positive declaration. I'm going to live for God. I'm going to call upon Him because He's worthy of all my praise. He's worthy of all of my signature is God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. That is my signature. That should be your signature too. No other one fits your name. I'm God's child, and I'm going to live for Him. I'm going to walk with Him. I told a man and a woman yesterday, I don't care who they want me to hear. I don't hear nothing. Well, why not? These men are God. Well, that's okay. But as far as me, why should I take a chance on the trouble of maybe something that they're not? I know God never lies. So I have faith in Him. And if I teach anything other than that, I should be a castaway. You don't listen to me. We need to humble ourselves with mighty hands. The humbling of ourselves is where we come in the place that God can come into our life. We have to humble ourselves. He has showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with our God. Humbleness is something that sinners and devils don't understand. Humbleness, how do you approach God? Through humility. Lord, I'm sorry. I'm a sinner saved by your grace. Would you help me today? But you're not going to do it by just blasting out saying, ungodly thing. No. You have to humble yourself. You have to seek God in a humble way. You have to ask Him for mercy. You have to ask Him for His saving grace. You have to ask Him for a son to come into your heart. You accept Him as your Lord and Savior. And you believe on Him because He is that everlasting name that will take you, not this world, but the world to come. He will be with you forever and ever and ever. Amen. He'll keep you fit to serve Him. The Bible says also the renewing of the Holy Ghost. We live in a day that most people are pretty tired. Anybody even say anything about the Holy Ghost because it's not here for us no more. It's way back in the old days, years ago, it's not a thing here no more. But I'll guarantee you it is here this morning. It's here. It's real. Not by the working of righteousness which we have done, but according to the work, by His mercy, He saved us by the washing, regeneration, and renewing of the Holy Ghost. What's He mean by this? It means just what it says. He means every day that we've got to pray in that heaven. It's not to go out here and to go in your church or something and just sit back here and no. That's only when the Spirit comes upon you anyway. It's not there to show off. But when you go to your inner closet and do this, that becomes a power that comes to your heart. A transformation of God's glory comes on you, the washing. It's the only way possibly that Brother Freedom knows of that you can really get cleansed is praying in that heavenly language. Then pretty soon you overcome. God's taking you into a level higher. And that's where you grow. The regeneration of the Holy Ghost. It's a washing. It washes your life. It takes away that all those old bad thoughts you have in the past out of your life, and you don't remember those things no more because they're not part of you. He's the part of you that you remember. You don't remember those ugly things. I'll tell you this, you don't go back and redo them again because you have to go back, and maybe God will, I'm not going to say how many times God will forgive you, but it's not a thing that I'd like to tell anybody to do. You need to stay awake and keep yourself pure. And keep yourself regenerated through God's power. If you're basically a child in the Lord, you should start out by reading the Word of God. You should say simply praying. I was wanting to tell you something else. If you can't pray for at least 5 minutes at a time, you need to pray until you can. You should be able to keep your mind on the Lord at least for 5 minutes to pray for 5 minutes. But I would say it should be at least 15 minutes. I'd like to have more now. I prayed for, it used to be, I can't do it now since I have much stroke, but when I used to, I could pray all day. And I think there's some out there that you're in pretty good condition, and you can pray. And I'll guarantee it will regenerate you. It'll uplift you, and it'll make a new man, a new woman out of you. And you don't go out to compare, but you feel the Holy Ghost from heaven come upon you, and you're light, you're walking in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You're having your life sealed by the power of the Holy Spirit within you. And greater is He that's within you than what you're facing this life. That's the answer that I believe that we need to have. It'll keep you. It's safe. Like children of Israel, they didn't have to buy shoes, leather. They had food because God provided for it. Well, God's providing something for us now. It's that heavenly manna from on heaven. And I believe the infilling of God's Spirit is wonderful, it's powerful, it becomes our power source, makes us head and shoulders higher than where we would be without it. I don't know if there's any other way of renewing ourselves, just like the washing and regeneration of the Holy Ghost. But when we met Jesus that day, He took our sins and put them on the sea of forgetfulness. He took our sins, they've put in the sea where they've never remembered no more. And we need to realize that God doesn't want us to have to go back and do these things over and over again. He wants us to be somewhat to be an overcomer. An overcomer is someone that overcomes What's something hard? Obstacle. So in life, when we face these obstacles, we have God's Spirit to help us go through them, over them, or somehow compassion, however it is. He gives us help. And the Bible says in Corinthians, triumph in the Lord. We try, and He gives the help. We try, God gives us the help. We have to try pretty hard, because God wants us not to fail. It says, teaching us to deny ungodliness, will lust that we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Denying ungodliness. Worldly lust, we should live soberly. What does soberly mean? That means not drunken. It means you got your mind set on living for God. Godly in this present world. This world is hard as it is. God will make it live. You can make it easy if you walk in His love. And we're supposed to be looking for something. It says looking for the blessed hope. Who is the blessed hope? It's Jesus. And the glorious appearance of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. We're looking for Him. We're waiting for Him. We're expecting that He's coming because He's the answer what we're facing. Whatever these terrible times are here, but they're not going to last. He's going to get us out of it. And we must look to Him, looking for that blessed hope. He is that blessed hope and glorious appearance of our great Savior Jesus Christ. He gave Himself for us. Who gave Himself that we might redeem Himself, a peculiar people. Now the world might say you're peculiar, but that's okay. Blessed are you when you're peculiar. Of all appear zealous of good works, we should want to do the things of God. We should want to, it just stands to reason. If we do the things of God, our bodies are going to stand up better. We're going to live longer. Because the things of God don't hurt our bodies. Now, if I take drugs, I'm saying if I don't never had drugs, but I say if I did, and I took booze, and I smoked cigarettes, and all these things, it tears my body apart. Well, then when my body starts falling apart, I should blame God because my body is falling apart. Because it will. He wants us to live. This body should be a sacrifice. This outer shell houses what the Spirit of God's in it. That's why we should take care of our body. Bible says that bodily exercise profits little, but godliness is profitable to all things. Bible says be careful of how we treat our body because it houses the Holy Spirit. And I'll guarantee you, I've learned through it because through this stroke, when you lose, you don't have what you once had. You need to retain this body that God gave you. Say, thank you, Lord, that I've got a vessel that I can praise you, that I can exalt you, that I can live comfortably for you, because one day you might lose it, and then you don't have it. You don't have the strength. You don't have the strength of you. You have not the ability to do the things you once did. Maybe you can't walk. There's trouble. You're having defects. But see, that's what's happening to the church. The church has some defects. And the Lord told me that's why I had to go through this stroke, because I have to feel for people that have them. You can work out, and you can seek God, and that working out is work out your salvation with fear and trembling. It means to practice reading the Word of God. It means to seek, keep your mind stayed on that He will keep you in perfect peace, this mind is stayed on thee, because we trust thee. If you put these together, it becomes a mode of living. That's more than that. You practice living for God. You purpose Him first. I will live for God. I don't want no more of the enemy's activity in my life. I don't want his attributes to be his partakers in my life. I don't want that sin nature to uncover itself. And Revelation talks about, it says, lest we walk naked. And that's what it's talking about. Sin, when it's uncovered, there's no covering for it. And then you're found naked. We need to be clothed with God's clothing. We need to be clothed with His protection. That comes in with holiness. That without holiness, no man shall please or see or please God. We must come out from among them and be separate. And in Revelation says they cannot enter in because of unbelief and fear. And both those things will come in our lives. If we don't keep the Lord in there, we automatically have fear and we automatically have unbelief. Because it takes God in there to make those two parts workable. And when we get down and start playing around We get fearful, and we have no, we walk in unbelief. And see, that's why God's perfect. If you walk before the Lord, you walk in wholeness. The grace of God is something wonderful in it. The grace of God that brought salvation appeared unto all men. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever should believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God gives a free ride to heaven as long as we come his way. But when we get so much bondage, Bible says, lay aside every weight and sin that so easily besets us and run that race with faith. We get this bondage of sin. I got guilt because I'm sinning. And pretty soon I'm my old truck's got, I only got a 40,000 pound truck, and I've got 200,000 pounds I've put in on it, and it just breaks the whole truck apart. That's what we do. It says, lay aside all these weights that does so easily beset us. And run this race with patience. Who gave himself that he might redeem himself? A peculiar people. You don't mean being burdened down with a bunch of faults, problems. He says, be separate. Come out from my feet. Walk above the thing. I will lift my eyes to the hills. Whence comes my help? For my help comes from the Lord. Be not deceived. God's not back. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. We sow enough seed of unbelief and unrighteousness, we're going to have a harvest of that. We're going to have to reap it. Now, if we get out here and sow a harvest of love, joy, peace, we're going to reap it. Whatever we sow, we're going to reap it. And God getting that law of works. So that's what we need to watch ourselves. If we're not where we are here today, I would say today, don't go one more day without taking and rededication your heart totally to the Lord today. Every place throughout the world today that's hearing my voice, every one of you, rededicate your heart totally to God. Tell him that you're going to want to live above reproach every day, every moment he gives you from the time that he comes to the clouds of glory, that you're prepared for heaven. Because without it, we're going to miss it. I didn't realize there's so many people that believe in we just got one time of the Lord, but I don't believe that. I believe that we got to renew ourselves constantly. They said in the word that I missed it in the word, but I don't see it where I missed it. But those people, there's a bunch of them that said it's already been done. But the thing about it, I have got nothing to fear if they are right. But if I'm right and they're wrong, they got something to fear. That's the thing. Because I know God loves us if we love him. But they're telling me that we can get out here and live immorally or wherever, and we're going to make it. Well, I don't see that. They also say that if we live right, well, we won't make those mistakes. Well, I don't know about that. I think it takes God to live right. And I think it takes renewing. I've got to pray every day. I've got to see. If I get lukewarm, then I'm a misfit. I've got to be hot on God. And that means the only way I can keep that burning heart is keep the fuel in there. Keep it lit. Keep it alive. Keep the steam up. Because if I let that old burner get down low, I ain't going to be very much steam in this plate. There's not going to be much heat in this tank. Pretty soon I'm without power. I'm without a source of heat. Now, I'm not even cold. I'm not even lukewarm. I'm cold. And we fall back into a way of unbelief, disconcern. Don't care. A place of, like a misfit. And God wants us not to be misfits. He wants to fit in his heavenly kingdom. That we can soar through the ages. I lift my eyes to the hills. Whence comes my help? For my help comes the Lord. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee shall be the slumber sleep. He that keepeth Israel shall keep us. We know that God will keep us. His eyes over the righteous, his ears open to the cry. He says, call to me, and I will answer thee, and I'll show you great and mighty things that you know not. Greater is he that's living in you, he that's in the world. He says, be not afraid. I've not gotten into the spirit of fear, but of power, love the sound mind. You people that say, I want to say, you don't need to fear if God's in your center of your life. But woe to be those that don't put God in the center of their life. I believe that I would be very afraid. I'd be very careful. I pray that God extend the time a little bit till I get things worked out. But you do, we must really seek God. I don't think we have time to just get out here and do what we want to do. God has a plan for life. God has direction. And I believe that we can all find that direction. If we'll seek Him, we'll surely find Him. And He'll come to our aid. All we got to do is seek the things of God. Because it says His eyes run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show Himself strong on behalf of His heart and made perfect toward Him. If we seek Him, He's going to find us. He's going to come to our aid. He's going to help us. He's going to keep us. The Father loves the children. God loves us. He's going to keep us in a mighty way. God is perfect. He never fails. He'll help you. He'll support you. He'll uplift you. God bless you all. I pray that God will bless you. But really, think about where you are today. I pray that God will open your eyes to want a greater desire to serve Him. Hey, let your light, you be a living sacrifice. God wants you to shine. He wants you to live holy. There's no question about where you're at because people know exactly that you're living for Him. God bless you all. God bless you. Have a good day. In Jesus' name, call us if you want to. Whatever, we pray that God will bless you in a mighty way. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen and amen. God bless. Amen.